Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Carrie Miller. We're at the Minnesota State Fair. Better late than never. If you're here in our fair audience, thank you for getting here to see the show, and sorry we've started just a little bit late. If you're headed here, you can find us at the corner of Judson and Nelson. And if you missed our Minnesota history quiz last Thursday, podcast it because we had some brain-busting questions and a fantastic audience. You can find it on the podcast. Okay. So coming to the Great Minnesota Get-Together is, I think, about as Minnesotan as lutefisk and mosquitoes. What else is essentially Minnesotan? Dropping a line in the lake, hitting a trail in the great outdoors, portaging in the boundary waters. We are a people who love our outdoor adventures, and that's what this show is about. So I want to hear from you in our audience. It's a little skimpy, so you on the phones may have to help us out today. I want to hear about the most adventurous thing you've done in the glorious outdoors of Minnesota. Was it tracking wolves in the Great North Woods? Was it diving into a waterfall in a state park? Was it camping in the wilds of Superior National Forest? Your adventurous moments in the great Minnesota outdoors. And of course, with our audience here at the Minnesota State Fair, again, a little small but enthusiastic. Yes, thank you. All right. So our guest today, Linnea Atlas Ingbritsen, is one of the founding members and a chair of the State Parks and Trails Legacy Committee. She also serves on the Met Council. Give her a state forum for a state fair. Welcome, Linnea. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And Greg Lace is with us. He's executive director of Wilderness Inquiry. It's an organization that connects people to the natural world. He just came back from seeing the gorillas in Uganda. Not a Minnesota experience that we can have. Greg, welcome. It's really good to have you here.
Thank you, Carrie.
How does that trekking gorillas in Uganda compare with any kind of wild thing you've done in Minnesota?
It compares, you know. It was humid.
Yeah. So, that's right. Yeah, how far back into the forest did you have to go to see the gorillas?
Well, not as far this time. Probably about 2 miles back in there.
So it's all trekking in.
Yep.
And you had a woman, I think you said, who was in a wheelchair.
Yep. One of our participants used a wheelchair, and these porter fellows helped carry her back in there on the special chair. It was really a great experience.
Wow, that is fabulous. Linnea, I think one person's adventure is another person's walk in the park, right? What I might think is super adventurous, you might be like, no, I just get on my mountain bike and it's like an everyday thing. I do this all the time. So I want you to complete this sentence. I'm having an adventure in the great Minnesota outdoors when I'm what?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I guess when I would say I'm doing something new for the first time or seeing something new for the first time.
Okay.
To me, adventure doesn't have to be necessarily dangerous. Greg and I were talking about this earlier, and that's often what people think of when we use that word.
Right.
But it's just about experiencing something new. It might be taking a turn on a trail and seeing a waterfall you'd never seen before or knew was even there. It might be trying something. You mentioned dog sledding before the show. It might be trying something new like that. But I think in this kind of big culture we have around going big or going home, sometimes people think that adventure has to be dangerous or scary. And I think it's just about doing something new.
That's a really good point. I also think of, I'm getting outside of my comfort zone, Greg. But that can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people, right? How do you think of the idea of adventurous in the upper Midwest in Minnesota? What's it mean?
Yeah, well, I agree with Linnea. I think it's about something new when you're on a new trail or, you know, paddling down a river and it's kind of what's up around the bend and you're not
right.
sure about it. And it could
right.
be a rapids, it could be a bear, it could be, you know, a steep
yes,
hill.
Yes, could be both.
And I think, you know, a lot of people worry about their physical ability to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and you get winded or, you know, you get over your head.
Am I going to be able to keep up with the rest of the group?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or make it back out, you know.
Right.
But, you know, my experience is that whenever you do the trail twice, I mean, when you're coming back, it's familiar. You know, you
yeah.
tend to have a little bit more fun, maybe in a little more relaxed way.
And you don't worry about, do I have the physical stamina to do this? I mean, how do you think about that?
Ooh, I worry more about it now as I've gotten older. But when I was young, I didn't worry about it. And, you know, I've always made it back out. And that's all I can say. So,
yeah, Linnea, how do you think about that?
Well, my dad has told me, never stop doing it. And there's whatever it is in the outdoors. I'm a snowboarder. And as I've gotten older, I think about how I warm up for snowboarding differently.
Yeah.
But I really was inspired. My family and I go to Spirit Mountain quite a bit. And there was a couple who had to be well over 60. And we rode up the chairlift with them. And the gentleman was wearing a mono ski. This is like a, it had to be, probably one of the first ones ever made. I don't know how old this one
is. An antique.
And they just talked about, this is what they did every morning. And I just thought, that's who I want to be. And so whenever I get that feeling of fear, am I physically able to do this? Am I, you know, whatever it is, it's like riding a bike. Our muscles have amazing memory, and they will remember things. And if it's something new for you, you can learn it, just
yeah.
like riding a bike, whatever that is. And that's one way that I think I get to stay healthy, stay able to do things, is just by never quitting.
I love how you channel the mono skiing seniors.
Oh, my
think,
gosh. I was so inspired
this,
right? by that.
That's cool.
So inspired.
Let me go out to our fair audience out here. Okay, so your greatest Minnesota adventure?
My favorite place to adventure is in Luverne, Minnesota.
Oh.
Blue Mound State Park.
Blue Mound.
Yeah. And yeah. then Jim Brandenburg has a place called Touch the Sky. It's a prairie preserve. So you just either can go rock climb at Blue Mounds, see bison, or just listen to the prairie grasses rustling. It's so beautiful. And it's this little corner where our earth is kind of starting to be healed a little bit. It's really
right.
beautiful.
It's not, you know, I have not been to Blue Mound. So how far is it from here?
It's about 4 hours.
Okay.
It's
so
kind of
maybe a weekend
corner.
Long
yes,
trip,
definitely.
Right?
There's camping. And
you stay overnight there?
Yeah.
You go?
Yeah.
What a great recommendation.
It's beautiful.
Hey, thank you. Greg, how do you, there are a lot of state parks in Minnesota that seem to get a lot of the traffic, right? That people know about. And then there's this whole universe of places in the upper Midwest and in Minnesota, as we've just heard from Brian, where people never go. I guess I'm curious about how you're seeking out this new adventurous experience and where you're looking for that in places that maybe a lot of people aren't going to be.
Yeah, that's a great question, Carrie. You know, in Minnesota, we're really fortunate to have such a diversity of state parks.
Yeah.
We have, how many now, Linnea? 69, 71?
I believe so.
So it's really quite an estate that goes from, you know, Blue Mounds to Grand Portage on one end, and then
right.
from very southeast to northwestern Minnesota.
But we all know about 10 of them.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
And, you know, there's Glendalough. I mean, there's a whole bunch of state parks that really are kind of off the radar, I think,
right.
of the state as a collective whole. I mean,
right.
they're probably known locally. And I think the best thing to do is to go to the DNR website, or if you just Google Minnesota State Parks, you'll see them.
Pick out a place that seems a little exotic.
Yeah, well, like Katio State Park up near Mille Lacs. You know, I mean, it really is the public estate, as I see it, that Minnesotans all can share and enjoy, but relatively, I mean, like so many things, we go to the five. We go to
right,
Gooseberry.
Exactly.
You know, we go to Itasca, which is fabulous, by the way. I mean,
right.
But Nurse Strand Woods, I mean, there's a whole series of them around that I would really recommend. You know, people need to get out there and do it.
Branching
you could make
out.
A weekend, yeah,
okay.
at any of them.
Let me go out to the audience here. Ma'am? Yeah, hi. I'm glad you came back.
Thank you. So my story is actually in Wisconsin on the Namekagon.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
My husband, we were not married at that time. He's 55 years old, had never been camping, and had never been canoeing on anything.
Wow.
So I took him out with some friends of mine for an overnight. So he slept outside for the first time in 55 years, and we did dump the canoe.
Really?
So he was. But
this
that was
like a baptism by water, basically, right?
But it was an adventure.
And has he been back? Have you?
He has done so many things, not that, but he's been to Europe 10 times. He had never been to Europe before. So
a whole world opened up when he met you.
That's right.
Fantastic, as it should be. I love it. Hey, if you've just joined us here at the State Fair, you've just joined us on the air, it's a conversation about some of the most adventurous things we do in the great Minnesota outdoors and in the upper Midwest. We've got two guests here, Linnea Atlas Ingbretson, one of the founding members of the State Parks and Trails Legacy Committee, and Greg Lace is executive director of the Wilderness Inquiry, and it's an organization that connects people with nature. And I'm asking for your ideas and your recommendations of the most adventurous things you've done in the great outdoors. It could be in a state park. It could be dog sledding. Linnea's done that. I'm going to ask her about that. It could be climbing some new hill or discovering a new trail. It could be going out and doing a little amateur archaeology. Talk about that this morning. Jeffrey, are you in the front? Yes. All right. Hi.
Hey, Carrie. One of my places to go for the best adventure in the world is up on the North Shore. They have many state parks that go up off of the river, or they come down, and so you have falls and rivers and creeks coming into the rivers. And then there's hiking trails. The Superior Hiking Trail goes from Duluth to the Canadian border, and so you can do sections of
Have you hiked sections of that?
Yes.
Of the trail?
Yes. Oh, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
How long is the full trail? I wonder if Linnea, do you know?
I don't know
we'll
that.
Find
off the
out.
Top of my head.
We'll yeah. figure
Google
it out. Yeah. But you're doing it in manageable sections.
Sure.
Wow.
Yes.
Great.
We'll go out and we'll stop at, there's many places to stop and park. And this access the Superior Hiking Trail, and you can go right or left, and then you return. Or there's many different places up on the North Shore, resorts that you'd stay at, that they will drop you off at one place and pick you off at a predetermined spot that you have to be there at 4 hours from then. And
what's the most interesting wildlife you've seen on one of these?
Well, yeah. Several years ago, we came pretty much face-to-face with a moose. Mm. And at first, I thought, what was that horse doing up there on the trail?
You just heard a recording of a live radio show from NPR News. You can add your voice to the discussion by calling in at 800-242-2828 or tweeting us at Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, NPR. To hear more conversations like this, subscribe to our podcast. And thanks!